大家都要被人羡慕，成为一个有福气的人。
Well, we live in this world, we would all like to become a very blessed person that other people would be envious of.
但是每一个人认为福气啊定义不太一样。
But of course, everyone has a different definition of what it means to be blessed or fortunate.
但是有一点呢，我们大家可以有共同的感觉。
But there is one point that we can all agree on.
所谓一个有福气的人，这个福气应该是能够很长久的继续下去。
When we speak about being blessed, one part of the definition is that the blessing can remain forever.
因为有时候我们在世界上被认为所说的福气，很短时间是福气，但是从长远的观点来看，这个福气不一定是福气。
Because sometimes there are some things in the world that are considered blessings, but they may only last for a short time, and so in the end they are not blessings.
比方说，一个人赚很多的钱。
For example, if a person earns a lot of money,
忽然间我们发现啊，这个人真的有福气啊。
So if he is very wealthy, then we may say, well, this person is very blessed and fortunate.
因为钱多，所以房子也大，车子也新。
Because he has a lot of wealth, then he may live in a large house and drive a very nice car.
吃最好的餐馆。
And he may eat and dine in the finest restaurants.
坐最上等的这个头等舱的飞机。
And whenever he takes a flight, he sits in first class.
那小孩子口袋里面充满着美钞。
And their children's pockets are filled with cash.
这看起来是福气啊。
It seems like this is a great blessing.
但是过了一段时间，你再回头过来看。
But if you look at the same person again, sometime later,
钱财腐化了多少人？
You can see how many people money has corrupted and destroyed.
在有钱的家庭里面栽培出产了多少的子女是不知道上进的。
And we can see that how many children there are who have grown up in wealthy families who have not known how to improve themselves.
所以有时候我们看到有钱人在做一个假设，如果他是一个很普通的人，可能今天他会更好。
And so sometimes if we look at a very rich person, we might suppose if this person were just a common person, they might even be happier.
那有时候我们看到一个人啊，年纪很轻就离世，就很可惜啊。
Sometimes we see a very young person die, and we feel that this is a great tragedy.
如果他能够活得长久，不是更好吗？
And we might say, if only this person had been able to live longer, wouldn't that be great?
所以当我们看到年轻人离世啊，我们觉得很可惜，就等于我们同意活老一点就比较有福气。
And so when we all agree that it is tragic that a young person should die, it means that implicitly we also agree that people should live long lives.
不过如果我们看一些年纪大的人，
But if we really look at some people who have lived to a great age,
有时候你真的会觉得说老不一定是福气啊，年纪大不一定福气。
Then you may reconsider and think, it is not such a blessing after all. It may not be such a blessing to be old.
我们曾经在南加州的 Irvine 这个老人院布道。
In Irvine, in Southern California, we went in the past to a nursing home to preach.
那是我到过老人院最高级的一个。
And this was the most luxurious retirement home I'd been in.
一个人住哦，每一个月平均要美金1600以上。
And it cost about $1,600 per month for a person to stay there.
大概是五年前了。
And this was about 5 years ago.
每一个人都有套房。
And everyone had their own suites.
非常舒服。
And it was extremely comfortable.
但我看那些老人呢。
But then I looked at the people themselves.
早上起来吃完早餐。
They would get up in the morning and eat breakfast.
没事情就出去晒太阳。
And with nothing else to do, they would go out and get some sun.
那晒到中午回来吃午餐。
And after sunning themselves, they would come back and have lunch.
那睡一下午觉。
And take a nap.
看看电视。
Watch TV for a while.
没有事情做，再出去外面走走。
And then they would go outside for a while.
然后再回来吃晚餐。
They would come back and eat dinner.
那也没事情做，看看电视就睡觉。
And at night, with nothing else to do, they would watch TV and then go to sleep.
天天就是这样，例行公事这样一直过。
And so every day, their lives passed quite mechanically in this way.
很孤单啊。
And they were very lonely.
但有的孩子都是律师、医生，相当突出的。
Many of their children were people like doctors or lawyers who were very outstanding.
物质上是很好像很幸福。
And it seemed like from a material standpoint, they were all very blessed.
仔细看，他人生没有盼望。
But if you look at their lives, you could see that they were living without hope.
心灵没有满足啊。
They had no contentment or satisfaction.
如果再讲白一点哦，在养老院其实就在等死。
And if you were to speak very bluntly, many people are there simply waiting for their time to die.
没事情做。
because there's nothing really to do.
活着没有目标,
and there is no, they have no purpose in their life.
没有亲人的爱,
they don't have any love from their families.
啊, 到底活着做什么?
And so we might ask, what are they living for?
哦, 所以我们发现啊, 年老如果要是福气, 一定要有一些条件。
And so we discover that if you want to be blessed when you are in an old age, there are some requirements.
但是这些条件不一定每一个人都有。
But not all people may live up to these requirements for being happy.
有时候我们发现哦, 教育高啊, 是福气。
Sometimes we may think that it's a great blessing to have a high education.
但是他用所罗门的话讲啊, 知识增加, 忧伤也增加。
But if we take the words of Solomon, when wisdom increases, there is also an increase in sorrow.
因为你知识越多, 你懂得越多。
Because the more knowledge you have, then the more things that you understand.
你发现很多人生的真相, 但是又找不到答案。
You may find out a lot of the grim realities of human life, but be unable to solve them.
那这是苦恼。
And this is indeed suffering.
所以这个知识增加的这一种痛苦啊, 不是肉身的, 是心灵上。
And so this kind of increase in sorrow that comes from more understanding is a suffering of the heart.
日本有一个文学作家, 啊, 我们大家知道, 叫川端康成, 他得过诺贝尔奖金。
And there was a very famous Japanese novelist named Yukio Mishima.
那这个文学作家应该是头脑很聪明啊, 很感触很深的一个人。
And since he was a very famous and revered novelist, then you might think that he had a lot of things going on inside his mind.
那他写出来的东西能够诺贝尔奖金，这个人相当聪明啊。
And the fact that he was able to win a Nobel Prize for his novels indicates something of his intelligence.
但是他最后结果是自杀。
But in the end, he killed himself.
我想他的人生有很多的结他打不开。
And we can see that there were probably a lot of puzzles in life that he could never solve.
所以这样看起来，有知识不一定活着就会很幸福。
And so from this standpoint, merely having understanding or wisdom does not guarantee you a happy life.
因为他如果活得很幸福，他就不需要自杀了。
Because if this person, this novelist, had been happy, he wouldn't have committed suicide.
所以有知识也不一定是一种福气啊。And
so having understanding or wisdom is not necessarily a blessing.
台湾有一个很出名作家叫三毛。 三根毛啦,三毛,
In Taiwan, there is a very famous writer named San Mao.
曾经有这个读者的这么座谈会，我看那个报纸在报道，哇，人山人海啊。
And so once he held a kind of public reading and discussion, and there were great crowds that gathered to hear him.
他的知识也很丰富。
And he was also seemed to be a very wise man.
文笔写得相当好。
And his writing style was very wonderful.
所以有人说他的作品是精神粮食。
And so people said that his works were like food for the soul.
他很出名啊。
He was very famous.
所以所到的地方啊，很多这个人呢，在想要靠近他。
And so everywhere he went, people wanted to draw near to him.
但是后来他自杀了。
But in the end, he too committed suicide.
因为他生病。
And because he had become ill.
在受苦当中。 他没有办法解决这个问题，为什么我会受苦？
And in the midst of his suffering, he could never answer this question, why do I suffer?
找不出受苦的意义。
He could not find any meaning in his suffering.
所以到最后他觉得这个是应该结束人生的时候。
And so he felt, now is the time to conclude my life.
所以很多我们一直在追求的。
And so there are many things that we strive after.
知识,
wisdom,
财富,
wealth,
美名,
a fine reputation,
享受,
enjoyments and pleasures.
有时候我们过一段时间回头过来看，发现这不一定是福啊。
But sometimes when we are in the midst of these pursuits and we take a look back, well, then we find that these are not necessarily blessings.
那圣经里面给我们一些有关的福气的这种教训。
The Bible also teaches us some things regarding blessings.
我们发现圣经里面讲的福气哦，完全不一样啊，已经进入另外一个阶段去了。
But we'll find that when the Bible talks about blessings, it talks about something that's completely different from what people ordinarily think.
请看马太福音16章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音16章。
Matthew 16.
13节。
16 verse 13.
耶稣到了该撒利亚菲利比的境内，就问人说：“人说我人子是谁？”耶稣问了：“你说我是谁？”
So Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people think I am?"
那门徒就开始回答。
And they started to reply.
主耶稣都没有满意。
And Jesus was not satisfied with any of their answers.
那彼得就回答,
But then Peter said, You are the Christ.
基督就是救世主,
and Christ means the Savior and the Messiah.
你就是永生神的儿子,
you are the Son of the Eternal God.
你是从神来的,
you came from God.
那主耶稣说, 你是有福气的,
and Jesus said to him, Blessed are you.
认识耶稣, 你是有福气的,
and because he understood, he realized who Jesus was, he was called blessed.
所以圣经跟我们定义哦, 最有福气的人就是你在世界上你认识耶稣。
And so according to the Bible, the definition of being blessed, of being most blessed, is to know Jesus Christ.
为什么?
Why?
用保罗, 对耶稣的认识, 他讲了一句话。
And we could see from Paul's understanding of Christ something that he said.
他说我抛弃万事, 认作是粪土, 为着要得着基督。
Paul said, I can give up everything that I have and look upon it as trash for the sake of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗他觉得他人生最值得追求的就是耶稣。
So what Paul felt that the most worthy object of his striving was Jesus Christ.
为着主耶稣,
For the sake of Jesus, he could abandon everything else.
因为他知道耶稣的价值。
Because he knew the full value of Jesus Christ.
圣经说, 照着犹太人的, 照着家谱来讲, 耶稣是一个犹太人。
The Bible says, according to his family lineage, Jesus was a Jew.
他是大卫的子孙。
He was a descendant of King David.
所以他是一个有血有肉, 在历史上是一个人。
And so, a flesh and blood person, he stood in reality and in history.
但是照灵来说, 他就是神。
But according to the Spirit, Jesus was God.
他是神成为人来地上。
He was God who had become a human being and come to this world.
所以他有肉身。
So he had a physical self.
但是肉身里面那个灵就是神的灵。
But the soul or the spirit inside of his body was the Spirit of God.
所以耶稣才说, 你看到我就是看到神。
And that's why Jesus said, When you see me, you see the Father in heaven.
因为他是神以人的形象显现在这个地面上。
Because Jesus is God in the form of a human being in this world.
那为什么耶稣认识耶稣有福气?
So why is it that knowing Jesus Christ is a blessing?
主耶稣出生的时候, 天使报佳音啊。
When Jesus was born into this world, the angels proclaimed the good news.
说, 大的好消息要告诉你们。
They said, we have wonderful and great joyous news to tell you.
这是关乎万民的。
And this is news that concerns everyone in the world.
因为有一个孩子要为我们而生啊。
Because there is a child that shall be born unto us.
那要因为这个孩子出生啊, 至高之处, 荣耀要归给神。
And because this child is born this day, in the highest heavens, they are giving glory to God.
在地上, 平安要归给他所喜悦的人。
And here on earth, peace shall be with those whom the Lord has pleasure in.
主耶稣把很多的恩典啊, 哦, 从天上带到地上来。
Jesus brought many kinds of blessings from heaven.
所以信耶稣就是要得恩典。
And so believing in Jesus Christ is to receive these blessings.
因此真的一个人相信了主, 体验到神的恩典, 你常常会感觉到说, 啊, 我信耶稣太慢了。
And so if you see how blessed it is for a person to believe in Christ, you may feel for yourself, I should have believed a long time ago.
有一个弟兄,
there was once a brother in the church.
啊, 他现在也, 啊, 家庭破裂。
And his family has been... has been broken.
有一次他告诉我,
Once he said to me,
他说我真的信耶稣太慢,
he said, I really came to believe in Jesus Christ too late.
我如果早两年信耶稣, 我今天家庭不会破裂。
He said, if I had come to believe in Christ 2 years earlier than when I really did, my family would not have broken up.
真的两年前啊, 在他这个婚姻发生问题的两年前啊, 教会已经跟他传福音了。
Because 2 years ago, 2 years before his, he started having problems in his marriage, the church had already started to preach the gospel to him. At the time, he was quite successful in his career. And so he continued to pursue after things in the secular world. He felt that if he had success in his career, this would be the guarantee for happiness in his family. But the more that he started to strive after things in this world, the more he started to ignore warning signs from his family. And it was only until problems happened in his marriage. It was only then that he realized that only Jesus is the real Savior.
所以很多幸福的家庭, 我们在地上所看到的, 哦, 都是有宗教信仰的家庭。
And so many happy and blessed families in this world, we can see have a foundation in their faith.
那这个不是钱买得到的。
And this is not something that can be bought.
礼拜四我从在飞机上看到 USA Today 看的一篇文章。
On Thursday, when I was on the plane, I was reading a copy of USA Today.
这篇文章啊，在讲说美国的家庭。
This was a report on American families.
75%以上的父母现在已经觉得要在美国培养一个很单纯然后很纯真的小孩子已经不简单了。
75% of the parents who were surveyed in this article felt that it was very difficult to raise up give a child a very pure childhood.
因为这个大众传播太厉害了。
Because the effects of the mass media were quite destructive.
借着电视，借着 Internet 啊，借着音乐，借着包装杂志。
Through newspapers and magazines, through television, through the Internet, through all kinds of ways.
所以一直在洗我们下一代这个年轻小孩子的脑。
Parents said that we feel like our children are being brainwashed.
所以现在要在这个社会里面呢，栽培一个很正常的、很正直的小孩子已经不是这么简单了。
And so it is not such an easy thing anymore to raise a normal, healthy and upright child.
因为现在整个社会里面所充满的这一些文化已经不再是敬虔的文化。
Because the culture that we find ourselves in is no longer a culture that reveres God.
所以我们来到美国。
And so since we are here living in this society,
我们常常是为着下一代。
A lot of us came to this country for the sake of our next generation.
但是美国是下一代在精神上，在这个心思意念上是一个最危险、容易受污染的地方。
But in fact, this society is the most dangerous place for a child to grow up in.
那要怎么样让我们的下一代身心能够健康
？So how is it that we can make sure that our children grow up with very healthy souls, minds, and bodies?
要让怎样让我们所建设的家庭真的很幸福美满
？How is it that we can let our families be very happy and be very blessed?
到最后，你发现答案就是在主耶稣里面。
If you search around, you'll find in the end that the answer lies in Jesus Christ.
有人的地方就有问题。
Because as long as there is a human factor involved, there are bound to be problems.
但是有神的地方就有答案。
But wherever God is involved, then there is bound to be a solution.
那耶稣来世界就是问题的答案。
And so Jesus came to this world, and he is the solution to the largest problem of human life.
所以很多人世间的问题，当你找到耶稣，就找到答案。
And so there are many problems that we face among the world of people that we can find a solution to with Jesus Christ.
所以从这个观点来讲啊，耶稣就是至宝。
So from this perspective alone, Jesus Christ is the highest treasure.
你觉得心灵空虚吗？
Do you feel an emptiness in your heart?
找不到满足吗？
Are you unable to find satisfaction?
你知道答案在哪吗？
Do you know what the answer is?
耶稣就是答案。
Jesus is your answer.
他说我就是生命之粮。
Because Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
到我这里来永远不会饿不会渴。
Those who come to me shall never hunger or thirst again.
有主耶稣住在里面，这个人就完全满足了。
If a person has Jesus Christ dwelling within them, they are completely satisfied.
不用金钱。
There's no need for money.
要白白给你，得到满足。
But this is something that is given to you freely.
我们只活在世界上，常常没有安全感。
While we live in this world, we often feel very insecure.
那没有安全感的表现就是要保险了。
And so, if you feel insecure, then you need some sort of insurance.
但是车子保险是保你说撞到以后赔你，不能够保你说不会撞到。
But if you take the example of a car, when you buy insurance, it only insures against you in the event that you have an accident, but it doesn't stop you from having the accident.
那健康保险只能够保说你生病以后看医生不要钱，不会保你不生病。
Health insurance can only help you out when you've actually become sick, but it won't prevent you from getting sick in the first place.
所以这个保险给人的一种安全感也是很有限的。
And so the kind of insurance that is set up among us today, even these things are limited.
人的心里面呢，还是觉得不太安全。
And no matter how much of these things we have, we still feel insecure inside.
当你建立了家庭
，When you establish your family.
当你买了房子
，When you have purchased your home.
当你有了孩子
，When you have children.
当你换了新的车子。
When you change and get a new car,
你发现每一个月的账单是这么多
you'll find that your expenses are stacking up every month.
但是谁能够给你保险说, 我永远不会被 lay off?
But who can give you an assurance that you will never be laid off from your job?
没有这个保险.
There's no such kind of insurance.
所以人活在这个世界上啊, 工作没有安全感.
And so, from the professional standpoint, we know that we have no job security.
因此人的心里面就常常觉得压力很大.
So we often feel quite pressurized.
重担很重.
We often feel that we carry a heavy burden.
那这个要怎么去解决?
So how do we solve this problem?
这个也很难去解决的.
This is very difficult.
那到最后我们就回到主耶稣的身上.
But in the end, we need to return to Jesus Christ.
耶稣给你保障.
Because Jesus gives you a full assurance.
他的话就是一张支票.
Jesus' words are like a check.
你只要有信心, 你就可以兑现.
As long as you have faith, then you can cash this check.
主耶稣说, 不要忧虑, 吃什么, 穿什么, 喝什么.
Jesus told us, do not worry about what you shall eat, drink, or wear.
生活的需要, 你不需要忧虑.
Do not worry about the details of everyday life.
你要先求他的国跟他的义。
But first, seek after His kingdom and His righteousness.
要追求主耶稣来做你人生的主宰。
Seek that the Lord may become the master of your life.
要追求你所说的一切, 所过的一切生活在神面前是对的。
And seek after a life in which everything that you say and do is correct in His eyes.
那你在神面前, 你的生活就不会有忧虑。
And then, because of this and God's presence, then you won't have any troubles in your
所以当我们对神的话信心很强的时候,
And so when we have a very firm faith in the words of Jesus,
你发现在大风大浪之中, 你的心不会动。
You'll find that even in the midst of great troubles, turbulence, that your heart will remain unmoved. And you will remain unmoved because you have grasped hold of Jesus.
我还忧虑什么呢?
So why should I worry about anything? And this is what it means to be blessed.
所以耶稣应许我们,
And so Jesus gave us this promise.
劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来。
All who labor and are heavily burdened can come to me.
诸位,我们有没有重担呢?
And so let me ask all of you, do you have any burdens?
当然是有重担啊。
Of course, we all have burdens.
年轻的时候好像马跑得很快。
When you were young, maybe you were like a horse running, galloping swiftly.
中年就好像牛一样啊。
But then when you approach middle age, then you may feel more like an ox.
速度慢下来。
Your speed slows down.
牛的后面把拖着一个车子，车子上面呢一大堆东西。
And so behind the ox is pulling a great load.
所以人生是很大的担子。
And so we can say that human life itself is a great burden.
但是主耶稣说,
But Jesus Christ said this.
说我的担子轻省的, 我的轭是容易的。
Jesus said that my load is light and my yoke is easy to bear.
你要学习像我这样柔和谦卑。
And so Jesus said, learn from me and you should be meek and humble and gentle.
相信他, 交托给他。
And so we should believe in Him and to entrust everything to Him.
就可以在主的恩典上享受安息。
If we can do this, then we can enjoy His blessings and rest.
所以真的认识耶稣是恩典。
And so knowing Jesus Christ is being to be blessed.
心灵可以得到安息。
Because in this way, we can receive true rest and
contentment. 生活中有平安。
We will have peace in life.
患难中有依靠。
And in the midst of trouble, we will have something to rely on.
丰富中有满足。
And in the midst of all of our blessings and wealth, we will be content with what we have.
这个都不是钱能够买得到的。
And none of these things can be purchased with money.
但是主耶稣要白白赐给我们。
But these are things that Jesus Christ wants to give to us freely.
所以难怪保罗说, 耶稣就是至宝。
So this is why Paul said, Jesus is the highest treasure.
你一生抓住了主耶稣,
If in your life you can grasp hold of Jesus,
你就是人生最, 你就世界上最幸福的人,
then you are the most blessed and happy person in the world.
因此当彼得说, 你就是基督, 就是永生神的儿子, 主耶稣跟他讲, 你有福气了。
So this is why when Peter said to Jesus, you are Christ, the Son of the living God, this is why Jesus said, you are blessed.
所以如果因为今天你来聚会, 你认识了耶稣, 从今以后, 你是有福气的人。
And so if as a result of sitting here today, you come to know Jesus Christ, then from here on out, You are blessed.
我们再看以西结书34章。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 34.
以西结书的34章。
Ezekiel 34.
26节。
Verse 26.
我必使他们与我山的四围成为幅员, 我也必叫石雨落下, 必有福如冈林而降。 27节
27
以他们为奴之手，那么就知道我是耶和华。这个地方说
，Here we can read
26节说
，In verse 26，
哦，说我的山的四围要成为幅员。
I will bless them and the places surrounding my hill.
我要叫时雨如甘霖而降。
I will send down showers in season.
山在圣经里面就代表教会。
In the Bible, the hill represents the church.
那教会跟神是什么关系
？And so, what is the relationship between the church and God?
好像头跟身体的关系。
It is the relationship of the head, who is Christ, and the church, which is the body.
主耶稣在天上。
So Jesus Christ is in heaven.
教会在地上。
The church is on this earth.
但是在灵里面，教会跟主耶稣是合在一起的。
But in the spirit, the church and Jesus are one body.
那这里说，神的教会要成为有福气的来源。
So it says here that the hill or the church of God shall become the source of blessing.
那这个福气要像甘霖降下来。
And these blessings shall come down like showers.
那这个福气是什么
？So what exactly are we talking about here?
就是圣灵的浇灌。
This is the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经里面在描写啊，圣灵就好像浇灌降下来，像大雨降下来一样。
When the Bible describes the Holy Spirit, it often describes it as a heavy rain that comes down.
一个人能够领受圣灵，这是极大的福气。
And so for a person to be able to receive the Holy Spirit is a tremendous blessing.
因为领受圣灵就是神住在我们里面。
Because to receive the Holy Spirit means that God has come to dwell inside of us.
我们教会有一个弟兄开餐馆。
There was a brother in the church who had a restaurant.
后来搬到加州来。
And later he moved here to California.
他本来在德州。
He used to live in Texas.
我到他餐馆去看。
So once I went to his restaurant to
visit. 有一张照片已经花黄了，他还是挂在这个门口。
So there is a photograph that has become yellowed with age, but is still put up on his door.
我仔细看了，就是这个布希还是副总统的时候去他餐馆吃，他跟他照了一张相。
And when I looked, it was a picture of when George Bush was the vice president and went to his restaurant.
那布希已经当了总统又下台了，那一张照片他还是不拿下来。
So Bush has moved on to become president and has now retired, but the photograph is still up in his restaurant.
因为他觉得这是一种荣耀。
Because he felt that this was a very glorious thing.
跟美国的总统一起照相。
To be able to take his picture together with the President of the United States.
那如果这个是荣耀,
so if this is something that's considered very glorious or honorable,
那得圣灵这个福气,这个荣耀,那就更大了。
Then receiving the Holy Spirit should be something that should be much greater than this.
因为圣灵就是神的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
其实圣灵就是神本身。
And actually, the Holy Spirit is God Himself.
所以当圣灵浇灌在我们身上，就是神本身住在我们里面。
So when the Holy Spirit comes down upon you, this is God Himself living inside of you.
圣经说神是非常荣耀的。
So the Bible says that God is greatly to be glorified.
神是非常圣洁的。
God is exceedingly holy.
所以以赛亚书在描写这个天使撒拉佛在神面前服侍神。
So the Bible Here in the Bible, it talks about the angels called seraphim who minister in the presence of God.
他的嘴一直呼喊圣哉圣哉圣哉
And all that comes forth from their lips is praise God and praise God.
那当他这样在呼喊在赞美神的时候
And when they continue to say holy holy,
那个荣光充满圣殿
Then the glory of the Lord fills the whole temple.
连那个殿的根基就开始动起来了
Even the foundations of the temple are shaken.
所以神是极其荣耀，神是极其威严，神是极其伟大的。
And so God is exceedingly great and mighty and awe-inspiring.
他本来住在天上荣耀的宝座上面。
God is originally in heaven, seated upon His throne.
千万的天使在服侍他。
That there are tens of thousands of angels ministering to Him.
在歌颂他，在荣耀他。
Praising Him in psalms and in song and in prayers.
我们人是污秽渺小。
As human beings, we are tiny, insignificant, and we are filthy inside.
连这个地上的一粒尘土都比不上。
And we are not even, it's as if we were just one speck of dirt.
但是当我们跪下来祷告。
But when we kneel down to pray.
那个这么伟大的神竟然降临在我们身上。
This God who is so mighty still comes down to us.
要住在我们里面。
And He comes down to live inside of us.
要与我们同在。
To stay with us.
那这不是极大的恩典吗
？So isn't this the greatest blessing that we can imagine?
所以得圣灵是最大的福气。
And so receiving the Holy Spirit is the greatest blessing.
那得圣灵就是神住在我们里面以后啊，这个神的恩典就一直进来了。
And so once God dwells inside of us, then the blessings of God will pour into us.
有一次一个弟兄移民到澳洲去。
So once there was a member of the church, of our church who went, moved to Australia.
那刚好有一个传道去访问。
And when he got there, he was visited by the minister.
就跟他讲说，你现在刚移民来，没有事情做哦。 你每一天哦，跟你太太哦读圣经祷告一个小时，你过了不多久，你会觉得神跟你同在。
And the minister said, since you've just moved here and you don't have a lot to do yet, let me recommend that you spend an hour a day reading the Bible and praying. And if you keep doing this, you'll find that God will truly be with you.
真的，这夫妻两个人呢，就先读圣经，然后就祷告一个小时。
And so, just as the minister suggested, they started to do this every day for an hour.
然后过了一个月。
And 1 month passed.
真的，他开始感觉到神跟他们家庭同在。
And he really started to feel that God was with them in their family.
神的恩典一直进来。
And that God continued to bless them.
有一次礼拜六。
Once it was a Saturday,
晚上啊，他太太肚子痛得很厉害,
and his wife had severe stomach pains.
他想要送去急诊，他也不会讲英文,
and he wanted to take her to the emergency room, but he didn't speak the language.
也不知道医院在哪里,
and he didn't know where the hospital was.
那个时候他就跟他太太商量,
and so he had a discussion with his wife.
我说你躺着，我跪着，我们一起来祷告。
He said, "Why don't you remain lying there? I'll kneel down and let's pray together."
结果夫妻两个就祷告了。
And so they started to pray.
祷告完，太太肚子痛就好了。
And after the prayer, this wife's stomach had stopped hurting.
那一次给他一个很深的感受，神就在我的家里面。
And so he received a very strong revelation, and that was that God is here in my family.
以后天天过着祈祷的生活。
And so after that, they passed a life of daily prayer.
夫妻两个被圣灵充满。
And the husband and wife were both filled with the Holy Spirit.
我每一次遇到他，他都跟我讲很多见证。
And so every time I see him now, he always has a lot of new testimonies to tell me about God's grace.
那个见证不是说我小时候怎么信主，不是小时候了，现在上个月。
And these are not just blessings about, oh, this happened to me when I was a kid, or that happened to me, but this happened to me last month.
因为祷告被圣灵充满，神住在里面，神就是恩典的来源，恩典源源不尽。
And so when you pray in the Holy Spirit, because you have God inside of you, the blessings will pour forth in your life.
所以诗篇23篇说,
And that's why it says in Psalm 23,
说耶和华是我的牧者,
The Lord is my shepherd.
我不必不至于缺乏,
I shall not want, meaning I shall not be needing anything.
那下面有一句话说, 他是我的福杯满溢。
And in the same psalm, it says, My cup overflows.
他用油啊，用膏膏的我。
And he anoints me with oil.
那个膏就是圣灵。
And this oil is the oil of the Holy
Spirit. 神的圣灵一降到我们身上,
When the Holy Spirit comes down upon us,
我们就福杯满溢。
Then our cup will overflow.
这个福杯满溢就是啊，你倒了倒了，已经倒满了，你再倒下去就流出来了。
And what this means is when you pour something into a cup and the cup is full, when you continue to pour, all the things start coming out of the cup.
所以被圣灵充满的人，不但神的恩典充满他，会流出来，流到他的家人也享受到，流到连他附近的人都享受到。
And so when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, it's just the same as the cup. Not only does it fill inside of you, but it overflows to your family and to people who are around you.
所以全家哦，如果有一个人被圣灵充满了，你这个人福这一家了，福气用不完。
So in an entire family, if there's even one person in it who is filled with the Holy Spirit, then there will be more blessings than the family can use.
有一次我到夏威夷去了。Once
I went to Hawaii.
有一个姐妹说，我妈妈年纪小，我妈妈还在的时候，我都不需要祷告。
One of our sisters said to me, when my mother was still alive, I never needed to pray.
这是什么哲学啊？妈妈在的时候，我不需要祷告。
And I thought to myself, what kind of thinking is this?
她说她妈妈是一个很会祷告的人。
But I found out that her mother was someone who really knew how to pray.
被圣灵充满。
She was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以祷告很有功效。
And so her prayers were very powerful.
家中充满神的恩典。
And her whole family was filled with the blessings of God.
所以她说，我不需要祷告也有恩典了。
And so that's why her daughter said, even if I didn't pray, we would still have blessings.
啊，现在她妈妈离世了。
But now her mother had passed away.
所以换她扮演她妈妈的角色，她要祷告了。
And so now it was the turn of the daughter to take up the mother's responsibility.
所以最有福气的人，就是你得到圣灵，而且被圣灵充满。
And so the most blessed person is when you have received the Holy Spirit and are filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为这要像福杯满溢。
Because this shall be like the cup that overflows.
不但有今生的恩典，而且圣灵要做你来世天国基业的凭据。
Not only will you have blessings abundantly in this life, but the Holy Spirit itself is your guarantee to enter heaven.
所以有很多人啊，信了耶稣，但没有得圣灵。
There are a lot of people who have believed in Christ but have not received the Holy Spirit.
这是很可惜的。
And so this is something that's quite a sad
situation. 但是最可惜的就是没有得胜又觉得我已经得胜了，这最可惜啊。
And but even sadder than that are people who do not have the Holy Spirit and think that they already have it.
那为什么有人会没有得圣灵又觉得已经得圣灵呢？
But why is it that there are some people who do not have the Holy Spirit and yet feel that they do have it?
因为他过去参加的聚会，牧师就这样教的。Because
in the past, the minister may have told them this.
啊，你信的时候就有圣灵啊。The
minister may have said, when you believe in Christ, then you already have the Holy Spirit.
那牧师怎么会这样教呢？
And why is it that the minister would teach them this?
因为神学院的教授这样讲啊。Because
their professors in their seminaries told them this.
所以搬过来就教信徒啊。And
so this kind of teaching is spread around.
其实啊，他没有得圣灵，但是他觉得他已经得圣灵。So
actually, this Christian does not have the Holy Spirit, but they may think that they do have it.
所以圣经告诉我们。And
so this is why the Bible tells
us. 我们所以知道我们是神的儿女，因为他的圣灵住在我们里面。
We know that we are the children of God because His Spirit dwells within us.
有一次我在奈及利亚一个乡下，在那里聚会。
Once I was attending a service in the countryside in Nigeria.
最后一次结束祷告,
it was the last concluding prayer.
大家祷告被圣灵充满，真的很迫切。
And so everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit in prayer.
有一个六七岁的小孩子,
so there was a child of about 6 or 7 years.
祷告被圣灵充满，一直跳。
And so he was filled with the Holy Spirit and was leaping up and down.
那他就用英文一直讲啊，说, Abba Father, 你说你爱我。
And so in English, in his prayer, he said, Abba, Father, you have said that you love me.
那聚完会我就很好奇，我就跟他用英文讲啊，说你刚刚讲什么了？
So after the prayer, I was very curious, so I went up to this boy and I said to him, what were you experiencing or saying in the prayer?
他听不懂，因为他还没有读书，英文听不懂。
But he didn't know because he had not even been to school, and so he didn't understand my English, what I was saying to him in English.
我明明听他在讲说, Abba Father, you say you love me. 我听得很清楚啊。But
even though he could not speak any English, in his prayer he was saying, Father, you have said that you love me.
所以当一个人得圣灵,
and so when a person receives the Holy Spirit,
那个就是神把你盖印说, 今天你属我了, 放心。
So this is like God placing a seal on you and saying, today you believe you belong to me.
那如果没有得圣灵,
and so if you have not received the Holy Spirit,
请问你说你是神的儿女, 证据在哪里?
And so if you say that you are a child of God, where is your proof?
到New Jersey里面啊, 他有一个规定啊, 说那个保险啊, 那个car要放在车子里面。
Now in New Jersey, there is a law that when you drive, you have to have an proof of insurance in your car.
那你每次出门你都要放在车子里面啊。
And so when you go out, you have to keep it in your glove box.
你都忘记警察一停，你怎么去证明呢？
And so if you forget to take it with you and you're stopped by the police, how would you prove that you have insurance?
所以将来我们要到天国去。
And so one day it is all of our hope.
神要接纳我们那个印有没有盖在我们身上，这个是决定性的关键的。
When God comes to take us into heaven, are we sealed with this seal? This is very important.
得圣灵是很大的福气。
And so that is why receiving the Holy Spirit is such a great blessing.
这是证明神已经接纳你了，证明盖印了。
Because it is the proof that God has already received you and accepted you.
请看罗马书第四章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 4.
罗马书的第四章。第四节。
4 verse 4.
做工的得工价算不了恩典，乃是该得的。第五节， 唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。第六节，6， 正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙神算为义的人有福了。第七节，7， 他说得赦免其过遮盖其罪，这个人是有福了。第八节，
8，
主不算有罪，这个人是有福了。圣经里面重复的好几次在讲。
And so this is just one of the many places in the Bible that says this message.
什么是有福气的人？
Who is the person who is blessed?
罪过得以赦免，得以得遮盖，这个人是有福了。Person
whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered is blessed.
有罪的人，神算他没有罪，这个人是有福了。So
for a person who is sinful to be counted as not being sinful by God, this is a blessing.
可能大家觉得说这个福跟人有什么关系？反正我也没有罪啊。
So you might think to yourself, what does this blessing have to do with me? I don't have any sins.
圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
However, the Bible tells us that we are all within this sphere of sin.
那圣经怎么把人圈在罪里面？
So how is it that the Bible is able to place us all in the same category of sinners?
如果没有法律就没有罪了。
And we know that if there were no law, then there would be no sin.
法律不同，罪也不一样啊。
And with different laws, there are also different definitions of sins and crimes.
你如果到加州，你freeway开65，大概还可以吧。
If you are in California and you drive 65 on the highway, this is fine.